Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist. I'm here to get you where you want to go. So here's a question for you. Why is it that we're so attached to our stuff? We've got all these things that we've collected over life. I look at my mother, who's got a house full of stuff. She probably won't sell her house because she doesn't want to get rid of this stuff. It's these things that she's accumulated from through her travels and gifts that people have bought her and collections that she has. She's very attached to the stuff. And I think about it, and in a way, it's a little bit sad for me because it's limiting to her, because she can't do exactly what she wants to do because she's too attached to the stuff so often. And another interesting thing came up over the course of the week. My wife owns a yoga studio, and one of her clients and a woman that's become a friend of hers, who is very wealthy, but most of the, I think the wealth came through marriage, so I don't think she grew up with a lot of money. But she was traveling, and somehow she checked a bag with a lot of family heirlooms and jewelry, and you know, tens of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry were in this bag. And what had happened at the airport was, I guess they're like two identical suitcases. She ended up taking the wrong one, and apparently somebody took hers. And she opens it to find a bunch of what my wife describes as like old lady clothes, but none of her stuff, and realizes, oh my God, it's gone, and assumes that, you know, she's never going to see her stuff again, which I guess is pretty natural, because if you've got all that money and jewelry that you had in a suitcase, most people are probably not going to come forward if that were to happen. And she was so distraught about it. My wife was telling me the story. My wife was trying to help her deal with this whole thing. And, you know, I guess it was the husband's ring and, you know, high school ring and all these other things. And my wife just kept looking at her and saying, it's just stuff. And, you know, it's not like your life savings is in there. You have plenty of money. You can replace the stuff, but it's just stuff. Nobody, you know, none of your loved ones were there. Nothing else happened. It's just stuff. And it took her, and my wife worked with her for 4 or 5 days. And finally, you know, she just said, you just have to let go. And as soon as the day she let go, she got a phone call from the airlines and they found her bag. And she went and got her bag and everything was there. But it was and is it a coincidence? I don't know. Who knows, right? The fact that it happened when she let go of it, but it just so happens that morning when she let it go and said, I'm okay with what is, and maybe this woman can really use, or whoever ended up with her stuff can use it more than she could, and she was okay with it, that's when it turned up. So there's this energy that comes with giving that I'm convinced exists. And you may call it the law of attraction, you know, do unto others what comes around goes around, but there is something to being generous and giving. And there's something to giving without expectations too, and just being okay with relinquishing stuff. And I find this, and I look at my brother as a prime example of somebody who's incredibly generous and is surrounded by abundance as you know, through that generosity. And there's 4 or 5 different examples of people I know that are the first ones to always pick up a tab, or the first ones to, you know, walk into a place and buy drinks for everyone, or do something nice for other people. They're just incredibly generous people. And these people always seem to be blessed with abundance. There's something that comes of it. And I am convinced that there's this energetic thing that what comes around goes around is there. And when you give away things, something happens where it ends up coming back to you in some form or fashion in another way. And I know this exists, and it's something I always strive to do. And I go through periods of where I'll be more generous than others, but I used to just carry $10, you know, I always had $10 bills in my wallet. And whenever I'd see somebody I thought I could help, I would try to do that and just giving things away. And it, you know, not only the benefit of what you do for other people, but how you feel as a result of it. Again, think of the money as stuff potentially that you could have. And again, I think to my mother, and if she would just give away some of that stuff, other people would love to have it and could benefit from it. And in her case, it's keeping her in a place that she shouldn't be in because she's too attached to the stuff. What if we could just let go of that attachment And maybe that's the thing. Let go of the attachment to the stuff. Start to give more away and just watch what happens as a result. And I'm convinced, especially, you know, by the way, this is a great time to do it with the holidays. And but if you can relinquish some of that, I'm convinced that great things happen for you. You feel better and more amazing things start to happen in your life as a result. Call me crazy, call me Pollyanna, but, you know, I've seen it happen so often and I know there's something there. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know how it works. I just know that it exists. You give away and things come back. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator, but for today, just think about what you have that you're holding on to, the stuff that you really don't need, the stuff that's just taking up room. See what you can give away. See what benefit you can give your stuff can bring to other people. And once you start to give things away, and once you lose that attachment to the stuff, watch what starts to unfold in your life.